Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 511. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I think we're going to have a great show today. I'll bring him on the air here in just a second. And his name is John Afick. He is a heart recipient and a member of Mended Hearts of Ohio. So we're going to talk a lot about what it's like to be a heart recipient and the kinds of things you need to have that maybe things you consider, especially some dental considerations for when you are a heart recipient and for the dentist to know. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Okay, and also, all of these shows, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Okay? So, let me see. I'm going to introduce John Afick. And John was born with a normal heart. He spent most of his life enjoying life to the fullest, raising children and devoting himself to his early passions, which included staying in shape and boxing. In 2004, the picture below is of him with children on vacation. You don't have that picture. With no indication of heart problems. And so even though on his father's side, including brothers, they had various issues with heart disease, you never thought it was going to affect you, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. And, you know, it was in my family, the hereditary.
Right.
Obviously, my father died young at 48, and I had a brother die at 49. But I was, you know, taking care of myself, staying in shape, and it still affected me.
Really? So you couldn't overcome the genetics then?
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, I think that has about 50% to do with heart disease, or can be up to 50%.
50% of it is genetic?
Right.
Okay. And, by the way, folks, we're going to do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day later in the show. You're going to have a chance to win free flowers. It is going to be about the considerations that you would take before having a dental visit. We're going to give those answers here in a minute. But you might want to pre-program into your phone, 614-459-9769. Okay, so you were active. You did everything you were supposed to do. You didn't smoke, I assume?
I did, but I had quit a long, long time ago in 84.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so tell me some of the statistics about people who have heart disease in the U.S.
Well, there's roughly about 6 million people that have heart disease, and it's the leading cause of hospitalizations in 65 and over.
Really?
Yes. Then there's also congenital heart defects, which is another form. That's at birth. And,
right.
And those struggles, you know, go into adulthood, and that's a, you know, AFib. Other issues, aortic valve issues.
The ones at birth?
Yes.
Okay, so like tetralogy of Fallot, which is a hole in the heart.
Right.
Things like that.
Those type of issues. And then the third largest one is diabetes and heart disease.
And how it affects the heart.
Yeah. Roughly there's about 280,000 heart attacks annually due to heart disease, and 30% of the stents that are put in are... from diabetes. So that's a large also cause for heart disease.
Wow. So, and you knew none of this until you were affected, right?
Right, right.
So you didn't have to pay attention to that. You were just living your life.
What's that?
You were just living your life.
That's correct, right. And, you know, I can share a little bit about what happened.
Sure.
I was driving down High Street with my son. This is in 2005, and I started to have some heart pain or chest pain, and just drove myself to the emergency room.
Okay, you drove yourself?
Yeah, I was in a car already. My son was there, and I think it was 13 or so. And
he couldn't drive anyway.
Right, right. And I just drove myself over to Riverside, and I had a 90% blockage and a 75 in my heart, so they ended up doing a double stenting.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's when that started.
Oh, so that was, and how long after that did they discover or determine that you needed a heart transplant?
Well, what happened is that was in 2005. In 2006, about a year later, one of those stents clotted and cut off the blood flow.
Oh, so myocardial infarction then.
Yes, unfortunately. And that's, there wasn't really much heart disease in that first one, but the same thing happened again a year later. A second clot, so I was clotting inside those stents.
And that's killing heart muscle each time, yes.
Yeah, I lost two-thirds of my heart muscle in, it was June of 2007. And then that started the congestive heart failure phase of my life.
So in general, just for people just to kind of dumb it down, a myocardial infarction, there's oxygen that is, you're lacking oxygen to that part of the heart or for that period of time until they can get it unclogged, right?
That's correct.
So then you had damage to the heart muscle. And then when you'd after the second one, you didn't have as much healthy heart muscle.
Correct.
Still functioning. And then you were trying to support your life on just part of the heart.
That's correct. Unfortunately, it was, you know, I call it a beat down. It's a slow trudge. Yeah. And, you know, the prognosis for congestive heart failure is not good. You know, eventually I went into the various stages.
Eventually it completely fails.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, at the time then, did your doctor say what you needed to do, for instance? Did they say, John, you need to keep your teeth really clean? You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because you need to avoid having infections as much as possible.
Right, right. You know, and there's infections through gum disease and things of that nature. Definitely, yeah. They wanted me to really take care of myself, make sure that, you know, there was no infections.
Because one of the things they insist on right before a major surgery of any kind, especially heart surgery, is that there be absolutely no dental disease in your mouth.
That's correct, because that can preclude you from a transplant.
Right. And if they, yeah, exactly. And if you have an infection, they're not going to do it if you have an infection at that moment.
That is correct. As a matter of fact, jumping ahead, I was checked for that, and they had to do a couple of cavities just to seal them up.
Right.
And those type of issues. So,
I don't know if you remember, but when the first artificial heart transplants were done, Dr. Barney Clark was a dentist, was the very first one.
Right.
And then there was a gentleman named William Schrader was the second one. In each case, right before their surgery, I believe they wound up extracting their teeth because they didn't want to take any chances at all.
Wow. Yeah.
All of their teeth. And the one gentleman, I think it was William Schrader, didn't look very happy right after surgery, and it was because they'd taken all his teeth out. He wouldn't smile. And then there were pictures of him a week or so later where they had him fitted for dentures. So. But anyway, so now, just for people, other heart recipients, and for people that just want to know, and for dentists who treat heart transplant patients, a heart transplant patient does not need a prophylactic antibiotic prior to dental care unless the heart transplant has a valve problem. So if you happen to be given a heart that already had a valve problem, then you would need prophylactic antibiotics. But if you got one without a valve problem, you don't.
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
And I had to check through my transplant team who follows me.
Right.
And I think your office did that.
Right. Another one would be, a dentist would usually not treat a patient like yourself who just received a heart until at least 6 months after surgery, and checking with your transplant team would be a good idea as well.
Absolutely.
Because they may decide that, give this guy a year, you know, they might decide.
Right.
And then a third one, honestly, the only precaution that would be for us dentists to know is what type of medication that you are on, such as beta blockers, blood thinners, and any immunosuppressant drugs that you're taking, so that your heart isn't rejected. So
right.
As long as your dentist knows those, you're cool.
That's correct. That's correct. So you can continue to get dental care. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's actually counterintuitive. I think most dentists would think, if this guy has somebody else's heart, I probably have to give him prophylactic antibiotics. But the answer to that is not true unless the heart you got already had some damage.
Right.
So, okay, now let me see. I'm looking at the clock, and it looks like it's probably time to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So remember those three things we just said. Before we do the contest, and you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. But before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. So today, my guest in the studio is John Afek. He's a heart recipient and member of Mended Hearts of Central Ohio, which, by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about here soon. When it comes to dental care for heart recipients, which of the following information is true? A, heart transplant patients do not need a prophylactic antibiotic treatment prior to dental care, lest the heart they were given has already had a valve problem. B, a dentist would usually not treat these patients until 6 months after surgery. C, the only precaution would be for the dentist to know what type of medication the patient is on. Or D, all of the above. All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
We're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We're having phone trouble. We've had several people call, and every time we pick up, it sounds like they hung up on us. I'm pretty sure we're hanging up on them accidentally with the computer. But anyway, we're gonna leave the contest open. Feel free to call 614-459-9769. We'll see if we get the phone lines figured out, and then we'll announce your name later on the air. Okay, so with me in the studio is John Afek. He is a I guess I didn't mention this. You're my patient.
That's correct.
I'm John's dentist, and that's how I thought this would be really cool, because I had to think about these things, treating somebody, and I'd never personally met somebody who'd received somebody else's heart, and I thought this is so cool. As you know, we talk in the office, and I'm always asking you questions that are probably none of my business, but...
That's okay. I don't mind.
So when you first woke up, well, after surgery, but when you were headed home... What was the feeling going through you? I would imagine it was, can't believe I have this new lease on life, but I would imagine it's also sad that the way you had to come by your new lease on life. So just what were your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's still, you know, I've been, it's been 5.5 years and I still can't believe it. Really.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's, I'm in awe that I've been given this gift. And really somebody had to die
to make it happen. Yeah,
that's correct. And, that's why organ donation is really so big, because somebody saved my life.
And you want to talk a little bit about that. I can tell from your body language.
Yeah. And, but yeah, you're right. I mean, when you know, you're so sick and congestive heart failure at the end. I was at the end of my life.
Wow.
And then gray, no energy. And at the end, I was, you know, I went in the hospital December 3rd just for symptoms, and then ended up, I was so bad, I came out with a heart. So it's really a miracle how this all happened.
Right. Had you already kind of said goodbyes to family members, said you love them when you might not have, you know, how we just take things for granted, like we're going to see them tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, when they were getting ready, it really happened fast. I mean, when you go downhill with congestive heart failure, you know, it happens pretty quick. And when I found out that I was eligible and got moved up on the list, I was, my kids were there, and I said goodbye to them. I mean, yeah. I didn't know if I was going to come out or not, and I was pretty much at peace myself, and I'm just grateful that I got on the other side of this, no doubt.
Wow. So tell me about the agency that helps procure these organs, because without them,
right,
what happened.
Yeah, Lifeline of Ohio is the organ procurement for our region in this area. There's various regions throughout the U.S.
And they're right there at 315 by Kinnear?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And, you know, they service all, you know, the hospitals and whoever needs, and they're the ones that handle it. It's all anonymous. And there is, you know, organ donation, tissue, eye, cornea, bone, various people can be saved through.
Right. And by the way, I use that bone and I use that connective tissue.
Right. It's a great example.
Right.
There you go.
After an extraction, we'll put that bone particles in and it allows the socket to heal high up so there's room for an implant. The connective tissue we use for gum grafting, it's called Alloderm. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's great.
You didn't know that, did you?
You know, I did not. Now I do. That's great. I like you even more, Dr. Victor.
Well, thank you. That assumes he liked me to begin with, I guess. But anyway, okay, so that's Lifeline of Ohio. And they just do this, and then you just happen to be lucky enough they were already here, and that we have these wonderful programs in Central Ohio and the great hospitals that we're blessed with. If you had lived in another state or another part of the world, we might not be talking today.
You know, that's true. My transplant was done at Ohio State University Wexner Ross Heart Hospital, and they're really one of the leaders now, too, along with Cleveland Clinic. And yeah, you're right. I'm blessed to be here and had the heart failure team take my case at OSU and guided me through this. And there was some additional heart attacks after the big one. So I had atrial fibrillation and a couple other heart attacks in a mini stroke.
Oh, wow.
Just to get to the transplant.
Wow.
So it's been a journey for me.
But I bet you've met a lot of very nice people along the way now that you're a part of it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because these people are dedicated, right? They
absolutely.
And it's amazing what they do and what they can do. I mean, I feel good when I save a tooth, but I don't save lives, you know?
Right.
I can change lives with small makeovers and things, but I usually don't save them.
Sure.
Anyway, okay, so now we want to talk about Mended Hearts of Ohio.
Well, that's Healing Hearts
Healing
of Central
Hearts.
Ohio. It used to be Mended Hearts.
Oh.
I just wanted to correct that.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I wonder when that changed.
That was about probably 8 months ago or so.
Okay, I missed the memo.
Sorry about that. Healing Hearts of Central Ohio, same concept. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Well, you know, it's a group of heart patients and their caregivers. And our mission really is to support, educate other heart patients that are out there. And that could be anything, not only transplant, valve trouble, atrial fibrillation, you name it. And we have about 330 members. And we meet once a month and have educational doctors come in on various topics on heart disease, nutrition. We're having palliative care, those type of things. And then we have a, I'm the visiting chair, where we go in and actually visit on the heart floors at the Ross Heart Hospital. You know, we're trained through OSU, we're a volunteer, and then we have our own training. And what that does is just we're trying to support the heart patient. And in my case, you know, I've had a transplant, and I'm walking in there, and and somebody's getting ready to maybe have open heart surgery. And in one case, there was a gentleman that was really concerned about, you know, what was happening. And he asked me, what happened to you? I said, I had a heart transplant. And he was okay after I told him that. I'm just having open heart surgery, but, you know.
So he was just having his own heart fixed, and he would leave there with his own heart.
Right.
And he was all worried, nervous, upset, and you walk in with someone else's heart and say, you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, that's what he got from me. Right, right. So I was able to help him in that way.
Yeah.
But those are the type of things. You know, I've been there. I've been in that bed. It's a journey, and it's tough, and it works on you mentally too. There's a mental health side of that also.
Okay. Hey, it looks like we're up against the break, so we're going to do that right now. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 511, and we're here in the studio. Here in the studio with us is John Afik, a heart recipient, and we're going to talk to him more right after the break.
You can take me as I am, not just a little bit.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 511. We are talking with a heart recipient, John Afik. He is a member of Healing Hearts of Central Ohio. I had that wrong earlier. And you know what? I just tested the phone. It might work if you still want to try to win those flowers. It's 614-459-9769. If it doesn't work, I apologize. Maybe I'll donate some flowers to charity or something in your name. But anyway, well, maybe we'll have it working by next week. Okay, so we're talking that you are a heart recipient, and you know when you went home. But now tell me what's been happening since that day, because I'm seeing pictures of you boxing, I'm seeing pictures of you swimming, Tell me about what's going on. Are you
Well, there's a life after transplant.
Apparently,
and I'm grateful. I was always kind of active in. I've been participating in their transplant games in Cleveland last year. Got a chance to swim, ran track.
Wow.
I got killed in the but it was fun to participate. So it was a lot of fun.
Now, had you not been a runner or you had not been a swimmer or whatever prior to your heart transplant, would they encourage you to do it with the new heart?
I had a clean bill of health from my transplant folks. They're aware of everything. I did have a little episode, believe it, up there, some dehydration.
Okay.
Figures, some drama always, you know. And
Well, they probably have a few ambulances outside.
They did. I got taken care of right away, so.
but they're still encouraging a healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. And I've got to do the things anybody else would need to do, about being heart healthy with diet, exercise, those type of things.
Right. So you're actually setting a good example for, say, your children, friends.
Right. And that donor.
Right.
I owe it to that donor.
Yeah, I was thinking that. You'd kind of owe it to them to make full use of that donation.
That's correct.
Yeah, just think about it, how if they knew that the person who received their heart just sat around and smoked and drank and...
Right.
You know.
Right. I don't do any of that.
So. Do you know the heart donor?
No, I've written a couple of times. About half of the families will respond, half don't.
Okay.
Some just are happy to know that you're doing well.
So you'll send them notes to tell them how wonderful life is, and they just so that they know?
Yeah, and it's anonymous, and it's through Lifeline of Ohio.
Okay. So what do you send them, a letter once a year now, or what do you do?
I think... it's been a couple of years since I sent. I'll probably do one for the Christmas or something.
Okay, and see if they're grieving his past and now they're willing to kind of respond.
Yeah, I would love to meet the family and find out more about it.
But then again, if they're not ready, they're not ready, and maybe they just want to stay anonymous.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And if you are thinking about becoming a donor, all you have to do is when you renew your driver's license is tell them you'd like to be a donor.
That's correct.
Is there another way?
That you can do that online at lifelineofohio.org.
Okay.
And I'd like to give Healing Hearts website too.
Oh, sure.
We're looking for members, and we're really about helping and education.
Right.
And kind of a fellowship in a way, because my buddies are other recipients or folks that are having trouble, so we can share our stories and support each other.
Right. What is it?
Yeah, it's healingheartscentralohio.org. www.healingheartscentralohio.org.
Okay. No, that's awesome. And I'm sure that people listening are going to, hopefully some will reach out and become a donor.
Right.
And there was a time when I thought being a donor would mean that they wouldn't try as hard to save me.
Yeah.
But that's not true. In fact, they try hard. They work on you longer and harder, because if you're a donor, they want to make sure your organs are in good shape. So you almost have a better chance of surviving if you are a donor. Am I right?
I don't know totally about that, but that's a myth about the, one of the myths we try to bust with about organ donation. The doctors do whatever they can to save you.
That's awesome. Well, John, hey, thank you so much for getting up and being on my show. I really appreciate it. And, I look forward to seeing you in the office with clean teeth and all that good stuff, right?
Right. I'll get the reminders, I'm sure.
Well, it's very important. And in just my last 30 seconds, let me just say, we talked about how gum disease, it can cause heart disease. So somebody did a little study. They figured out that if you put a little piece of scotch tape around the neck of every tooth, the part that below the gum line, the part that people don't get, then you'd peel those all off and stuck them in the palm of your hand, those little pieces of scotch tape, it would make a hole in the palm of your hand the size of your palm of your hand, which means there's a big hole where bacteria can get into your body that way.
Wow.
So teeth and gums are very, very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm required, and they want me to make sure I'm taking care of myself, and I do.
Okay.
Dental.
Awesome. That's really cool. Okay, well, it looks like that's all the time we have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.